problema.
Don't look at just your problem.
No te mires a ti.
Don't just look in yourself.
Hay mucha gente que está orando por tu libertad.
There are many people on the outside praying for your freedom.
Yo estoy escuchando las oraciones de cada
and
uno
I can
de ellos.
Hear their prayers on your behalf.
Pero tú no te vas a ir de este lugar hasta que yo cumpla el
propósito
por el cual yo te traje a este lugar.
Until you fulfill the purpose to which I've called you to fulfill in this place.
Tú vas a cumplir ese propósito en este
and
lugar.
You're going to fulfill that purpose.
No te preocupes por ti.
Don't worry about yourself anymore.
Mira al lado tuyo.
Look to your left.
Aquí hay mucha gente.
Look to your right. There are
que
many
necesita
people
escuchar el evangelio.
That are in need to hearing the
que
gospel.
Que necesita una palabra de consolación.
That needs a word of comfort.
Y yo le dije, Señor,
and I said to the Lord, Lord,
si ese es tu propósito,
if this truly is your will,
yo me quedo en este lugar.
Then so be it.
Que no falte tu respaldo.
That I should always ask for your support, Lord.
Yo solamente tenía esta pequeña Biblia.
As I can repeat and say again, this is all I had with me, this Bible.
No tenía una biblioteca.
I didn't have my personal library.
No tenía una computadora.
I didn't have my personal computer.
Los pequeños tiempos que yo tenía libre,
the few moments of personal time,
era para orar.
Was just simply just to pray.
Para decirle, Señor, Señor, dame palabra.
To say to the Lord, Lord, give me a word.
Y el Señor me daba palabra.
And the Lord would then give me a word.
El Espíritu traía a memoria
the Holy Spirit would then bring to memory
lo que hemos aprendido durante todos los años.
What we've been learning throughout all these years serving him.
Yo les enseñé a mis hermanos
I taught my brethren in
dos
there
herramientas.
Two tools.
Y yo les decía a ellos,
and I would say to them,
hermanos,
brothers,
yo recuerdo que mi padre era agricultor.
I remember my father was an agricultural farmer.
Y tenía dos herramientas.
And he had two tools on
que nunca le faltaban.
That he would never leave at home.
El machete.
His machete.
Y el azadón.
And the one to prepare the ground when it came time to sow.
Esas dos herramientas nunca le faltaban.
Those two tools in particular he would
como
never
cristianos,
leave behind. Now as Christians,
nosotros tenemos dos herramientas
likewise,
poderosas.
We have two sets of tools.
Yo les dije, la oración,
I said, we have prayer
y la palabra de Dios.
And we have God's word.
La oración,
prayer
y la palabra de Dios.
And God's word.
Si tú oras,
if you pray,
serás fortalecido.
You'll be strengthened.
Si tú lees la palabra,
and if you're in God's word,
conocerás el propósito y las promesas de Dios.
You will come to know the promises and the purpose of God in your life.
Y Dios puede hacer cosas grandes a través
and
de ti.
God can even still do great things through you.
Predicaba tres veces al día.
So for every day I would preach three times.
El primer lunes.
So that first Monday,
llegaron alrededor de 70 personas.
That first Monday, there was around 70 people in attendance.
A las 2 de la tarde, alrededor de 80 personas.
At 2 p.m. service, the second service was 80 people in attendance.
A las 6 de la tarde, eran 70, 60 personas.
Was the same, anywhere between 70 to 80 people in attendance.
Y el capellán de la iglesia me dice,
and the chaplain of that place pulled me aside and
Pastor,
said,
me
Pastor,
dice, esto es increíble.
This is incredible.
Porque antes de que usted viniera,
because before you being detained and being
yo tengo 10 años de estar en este lugar.
I've been serving as chaplain here for 10 years.
Y el grupo más grande que viene a la iglesia,
and the largest number of group of people
es de 20 personas.
Had only been at one point 20 people.
Pero yo puedo ver 70 personas.
But today I can see anywhere from 80
personas.
80 people in attendance.
Es increíble lo que Dios
it's
está haciendo.
It's incredible what God is doing.
Dios está
right
trayendo
now
un avivamiento a este lugar.
God is even bringing revival in this place.
Lástima que no me permite tomar
what
videos.
A shame that they don't let me or permit me to take pictures.
Lástima que no me permiten tomar fotografías.
What a shame is that they don't permit anyone in all actuality to take pictures.
Y yo le dije,
and I said to him,
tranquilo,
be at peace.
El Dios que yo predico,
the God of which we preach about,
no necesita cámaras.
Doesn't need any pictures.
No necesita fotos.
Doesn't need any images, so to speak.
Porque va a haber gente de
because
este lugar
there will be people in this place
que va a testificar lo que Dios ha hecho en este lugar.
Of what God has
la gracia
place
de Dios se ha manifestado
the
en este lugar.
Of God that has been manifested in that place.
Él no necesita una cámara.
He doesn't need any image or picture
nosotros
of anything.
Como hombres no necesitamos una cámara.
We as human beings we don't necessarily need
para glorificar a Dios
or images or events or this
gloria
or that
a Dios
to glorify
por lo que
God.
Ahora tenemos.
But now glory to God, of course, for what we do have at our
pero Dios
disposal
hizo una obra maravillosa en ese lugar.
And still God did amazing things in that place.
Segundo día.
So now the second day.
No voy a decir día por día.
I'm not going to say day by day, of course, because of time, but
pero en las primeras dos semanas,
in the first 2 weeks,
Dios se glorificó de una manera poderosa.
God was glorified in a very powerful
Dios
way.
Dios me traía a memoria tantos textos bíblicos.
And yet again, God would bring unto memory all these portions of Scripture.
Y una de las escrituras que Dios me traía a memoria,
and another one of those portions of Scripture in which God reminded me of,
es lo que nos dice en Romanos capítulo 8, versículo 28.
is what in the letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 28 and onwards.
Y sabemos que los que aman a Dios, todas las cosas les ayudan a bien, esto es, a los que conforme a su propósito son llamados.
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose.
Ahora, todas las cosas,
now, one of the things
que nos puedan suceder a nosotros como seres humanos,
one of the things that can happen to us as human beings,
Dios tiene el poder para revertirlo.
Of course, God has all the power to revert it or change it.
Ahora, eso no significa,
now, this doesn't mean
que todas las cosas que nos pasen,
that everything that should happen to
a lo mejor va a terminar como un cuento de hada.
Perhaps may seem to be like very fairy tale like.
Bueno, y liberaron al Pastor Omar.
Well, they gave Pastor Omar his freedom.
Y ahora vive feliz con su familia.
Now he lives happily ever after with his family.
No, no necesariamente esa historia not, en cada caso.
Not, this is not necessarily the case for each
va
case.
Va a terminar de la misma forma.
Not every case is
pero dentro
like
de ese
that.
Proceso.
But meanwhile in that process.
Dios nos va a dar a vivir una experiencia.
God will permit us to live an experience
que nos va a ayudar a nosotros a poder vivir el resto de nuestra vida.
That will then help us to live out the rest of our days.
Esta experiencia,
so then this experience
para mí,
for me
ha marcado un antes
has
y un
marked
después.
A time of before and after
en mi vida.
In my personal life.
Porque he tenido cara a cara
because I can say I've had face to face
la verdadera necesidad que
the
hay
true
en el ser humano.
Need amongst God's people.
Y eso me invita o me lleva
and that then takes me
a amar más
to even love people even
a la gente.
More so
y ver las necesidades de la gente.
And to see the needs of others.
Yo agradezco mucho
I am so grateful
el amor de ustedes
for all of y'all's love
la muestra de cariño que ustedes han tenido para mi persona
the demonstration of love and kindness towards my person,
para mi familia
my family.
Yo estaba trabajando, tenía un proyecto en Ken Island.
I was working on Ken Island.
Y hoy tengo el honor de tener a Joel.
And I had
y a Brian.
With the people that he's worked with.
Que ellos han sido un soporte para mí también.
A form or a support system for me as well.
Y él me dice,
and then he says to me,
está el proyecto.
And here we have the project, of
así
course.
Así que yo no he buscado a ningún carpintero.
So, you know, looking for a carpenter.
Para que siga el proyecto.
To continue the work, meanwhile.
Porque estoy esperando que tú regreses.
Because that way I'll wait for you until you come out.
Y eso, hermanos,
and that,
muestra
sisters,
una actitud.
It demonstrates an attitude.
De amor.
Of love.
No, una actitud
an attitude
de aprecio.
Of gratitude, even.
La misma actitud que ustedes han mostrado.
The same attitude that you all have demonstrated.
En cada oración.
In every prayer.
En cada protesta.
In every, even a protest, so to
en,
speak.
En cada acción que ustedes han tenido.
In every action that you all have taken.
No solamente hacia mi persona.
Not only towards my person.
Sino a la gente que estaba en ese lugar
rather,
también.
To all those that were there with me.
Todos los días tenía que predicarles a ellos.
Every day I had to preach to them.
Ellos lloraban.
They would cry.
Hombres
men
separados de su familia
that had been separated from their own families
separados de sus esposas
separated from their own wives
separados de sus hijos
separated from their own children
pero yo siempre les decía
but I would always say to them
no nos preguntemos por qué estamos aquí
let's not necessarily ask ourselves why we are here
preguntémonos para qué estamos
let's
aquí.
Rather ask for what purpose am I here
el por qué a lo mejor ya lo sabemos
perhaps why because of our situation we may know we have an idea of,
porque tenemos que ser honestos.
Because we must be honest.
Yo amo esta nación.
I love this country.
Amo la gente de este país.
I love the people of this country.
Me gusta servir a la gente.
And I enjoy serving others.
Me gusta predicar la palabra de Dios.
And of course I enjoy preaching God's word.
Anhelo que todos vengan a la salvación.
My hope and desire is for all those to come until salvation.
Y que vayan al cielo.
And we can all be gathered and united in heaven.
Ese es el deseo de mi corazón.
That is the deepest yearning inside of my
pero también
heart.
Debo reconocer
but I also must recognize
que un día fallé a la ley de este país.
That one day I failed even the laws of this land.
Y que tengo que pagar las consecuencias.
And still, even my person had to pay the consequences.
Eso no puedo tapar el sol con un dedo.
I can't cover up the sun, so to speak, with a finger.
Yo le decía a mis hermanos,
but I would still say to my
recordemos
brethren,
esto.
In there, let's remember
no nos
this.
Preguntemos por qué.
I'll say again, I'll reiterate, let's not ask ourselves why,
preguntémonos para qué.
But rather see what purpose does
el
God
por qué
have
ya lo sabemos.
For us in here.
Para qué.
For what
es porque
reason?
Dios quiere tratar con nosotros.
It's because God wants to deal with
Dios
us.
Quiere tratar con nuestro carácter.
God wants to deal with our character.
Dios quiere formar en nosotros.
God wants to form within
el carácter de su Hijo Jesucristo.
The character and attributes
Yo les pregunto
of Christ
a ustedes,
within us.
I ask you all. ¿Hace cuánto usted le dijo te amo a tu esposa?
When was the last time that you, speaking to your spouse, you said, I love you?
¿Cuántas veces... ¿Cuándo fue la última vez que usted abrazó a sus hijos y les dijo te amo?
When was the last time that being in the presence of your own children you embraced them?
Cada vez que salían esas palabras,
every time those words would come
el Espíritu Santo ministraba.
The Holy Spirit would minister to these men in this place.
Y ellos lloraban.
And they would be broken
hearted. Se quebrantaban.
And cry.
Porque Dios quiere tratar con nosotros.
Because even still, God wanted to deal with those men.
Este mundo,
so now this world,
nos deslumbra con muchas vanidades.
It almost appears to bring forth all this sense of vanity.
Y nos olvidamos de lo más importante
and we,
que tenemos.
Unfortunately, quickly forget of what's most important.
Que es la familia.
Which is family.
Son tus hijos.
Our children.
Es tu esposa, tu esposo.
Our spouses, our husbands or wives, of
Son
course.
Son tus padres.
Our parents, even.
Porque ese es el primer ministerio que Dios
Because
nos dio a
Because that is
the
first ministry, or rather first calling that we all have.
Algo que yo sentía era paz en mi corazón.
Something that I did experience even in that place was peace.
Porque sé la relación que tengo con mi familia.
Because I know the personal relationship I have with my own family.
Mi esposa sabe que la amo.
My wife, of course, knows that
Mis
I love her.
Mis hijos saben que la amo.
My children know that I love each and every one of them.
Había algo que traía paz a mi corazón.
There was something that would just instill peace with
me. Y eso me permitía a mí.
And that permitted me.
Dar las palabras de consuelo a los demás.
To likewise give words of comfort and of peace for others.
El apóstol Pablo.
The apostle Paul.
En segunda de Corintio.
In 2 Corinthians.
Versículo 3 dice.
¿Qué capítulo?
Capítulo 1.
Chapter 1 verse 3.
Dice, bendito sea el Dios y Padre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo. Padre de misericordia y Dios de toda consolación.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort.
El cual nos consuela en todas nuestras tribulaciones, para que podamos también nosotros consolar a los que están en cualquier tribulación por medio de la consolación que nosotros somos consolados por Dios.
Verse 4 says, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by
Nosotros
God.
Nosotros no podemos consolar a nadie.
We can't necessarily comfort anyone.
Si no vivimos la experiencia.
If we don't at first hand experience comfort.
Tú no le puedes decir a tu hermana,
you can't say to your sister, for example,
siento el mismo dolor cuando ella ha perdido a su madre.
I can feel the pain where she perhaps has lost a loved one.
Si tú no has perdido a ninguno de tus padres.
If you've never lost a loved one.
Tú tienes que haber pasado por ese proceso.
It's better to understand through experience sometimes.
Para poder entender el dolor de los demás.
To then be able to empathize and sympathize with others.
Yo tenía que estar en ese lugar.
So then, in my example, I had to be in that place.
Para poder entender el dolor de ellos.
To then understand their pain.
La separación de la familia.
Being separated by your, from your family, rather.
La separación de sus seres más queridos.
Separated from your dearest loved ones.
La separación del trabajo.
Separated even from your work.
Yo tenía que estar en ese lugar
I had to be in that place
para poderlos entender
to then be able to understand
y poderlos
them
consolar a ellos.
And then comfort them.
¿Se da cuenta?
If we notice this,
todo esto es un propósito de Dios.
All of this was within the purpose of God.
A medianoche, a las 12 de la noche,
so then at midnight,
había gente que se acercaba a donde
there were
mí.
People who would come to where my
gente
sleeping
de Pakistán,
area, people who were Pakistani,
musulmanes,
Muslims,
se acercaban donde mí me decían.
In secret would come close to me.
Pastor, can you pray for me?
And he said, Pastor, ¿puede orar por mí?
I believe in you, God.
Yo creo en tu Dios.
I don't know. I don't understand what you say because I don't speak no, Spanish.
No entiendo lo que tú predicas porque tú predicas en el español.
But I'm feeling something special in my
Pero
body.
Pero yo siento algo especial en mi corazón.
When you pray,
cuando usted ora,
when you preach,
cuando usted predica,
I'm feeling something special
yo
in my body.
Algo especial en mi corazón.
I don't know what happened.
No sé, no entiendo lo que sucede.
But everybody cry when you pray.
Pero todos lloran cuando tú oras.
Everybody cry when you preach.
Todos lloran cuando tú predicas.
I don't know what happened here.
No entiendo lo que sucede.
Y yo le decía,
and
yo
I would say,
yo sé lo que es.
I know what it is.
Es el Espíritu Santo.
It's the Holy Spirit.
Él quiere tratar contigo.
He's dealing with you.
A las 12 de la noche ellos se acercaban donde mí.
At midnight they would come to me.
Porque había una comunidad de musulmanes ahí
también. Was also a Muslim community within the detention center.
Yo me recordé del pasaje bíblico cuando
I remember the portion in scripture in which
en de que se acercó a Jesús Nicodemo, sí, perdón, Nicodemo. Gracias.
Nicodemus.
Cuando Nicodemo vino a Jesús
came to Christ.
Ojo, no me quiero comparar con Jesús tampoco.
I'm not comparing myself unto Christ, but we're just using this as an example, of course.
Pero ellos venían a medianoche.
But they would come at midnight.
Porque ellos no querían ser visto por su comunidad de musulmanes.
Because they didn't want to be seen by their own community.
Y ellos me decían,
and they would say in secret,
Hey,
Pastor,
can you pray for me when everybody's sleeping?
Cuando todos se van a dormir, ¿puede orar por mí?
Can you pray for me?
¿Puede orar por mí?
Please.
Por favor.
I want to receive you, Jesus Christ.
Yo quiero recibir a Cristo.
Tres musulmanes.
Three Muslims.
Y eso es para la gloria de Dios.
And this is for the glory of God.
Tres musulmanes.
Three Muslims.
Recibieron a Cristo como su Señor y Salvador.
Surrendered their life unto Christ.
Yo no sé lo que va a pasar con mi vida.
I don't know what's going to happen with their lives.
A lo mejor cuando llegue a mi país.
Or perhaps even when I go, when they go to their country.
O me meten preso.
Or rather, they get imprisoned.
O me matan.
Or they kill. This is their response. I don't know if what will happen to me if I go back to my country, I get imprisoned, or they'll kill me, they would say to him.
Because I believe in Jesus.
Porque ahora yo creo en Jesús.
En mi país,
in
nadie
my country,
cree en Jesús.
No one believes in Jesus.
Es prohibida la religión cristiana.
It is against the law to be
Pero
a Christian.
Yo estoy viendo
But I'm seeing
el poder del Dios que usted está predicando.
The power of the God of which you preach
¿Cómo
about.
Es posible
how is it, or how is it possible
que mientras nosotros lloramos,
that meanwhile we cry,
nosotros estamos afligidos de corazón.
Our hearts are being broken heart, or we're being broken.
Ustedes se ríen.
And then you all may laugh.
Ustedes cantan.
And you all sing unto your
Ustedes
God.
Alaban a Dios.
And you praise your God.
Y todo el mundo está feliz.
And every one of you are happy.
¿Cómo es posible?
How can that even be possible?
Solamente un Dios verdadero puede hacer
Only
eso.
The one true God can do
y yo le dije, ese es el Dios que predicamos.
And I said, this is the God in which
Porque
we
el
preach
Dios
about.
Que predicamos
Because the God that we preach
no
about
está muerto.
Is not dead.
Él murió
he died
en la cruz,
on the cross,
pero resucitó al
but
tercer
he resurrected
día.
On the third day.
Ese es el Dios que predicamos.
This is the God in which we preach on.
Y ellos me decían, gracias, pastor.
And they would say to me, thank you, pastor.
Porque ahora he tenido una nueva experiencia.
Because now I have a new experience.
Ahora conozco a ese Dios que ustedes predican.
Now I know of the God of which
No me importa lo que va a pasar con mi vida.
It doesn't matter to me anymore what's to happen with my own life.
Pero yo voy a hablar de ese Jesús.
But I'm going to share that Jesus.
Yo voy a hablar de ese Dios. Llegó el día esperado.
The awaited day finally arrived.
Esto, mis amados hermanos,
this is my beloved brothers and sisters.
Yo lo hacía de lunes a viernes.
I would do this Monday through Friday.
Predicaba tres veces al día.
Preaching three times a day.
Todos los días.
Monday through Friday.
Me costaba a la una de la madrugada.
I would go to bed at one in the morning.
En mi cama.
And it were in my sleeping area.
Mientras yo descansaba, meanwhile, los hermanos me decían.
Meanwhile, I would rest. The brothers would come up to me.
Pastor.
They would say, Pastor.
Usted descanse.
You can rest.
Y nosotros nos vamos a sentar aquí alrededor suyo.
And we're going to be surrounding you.
Pero usted enséñenos la palabra.
But teach us.
Había una hambre de la palabra en ese lugar.
There were people who were hungry and thirsty for God's word.
Todo esto, mis amados.
All of this, my beloved.
Es un movimiento.
Is a movement.
Es decir, es una manera de que Dios tiene que mover la iglesia.
A manner in which God is trying to move the church.
Porque no solamente el avivamiento fue a ese lugar.
Because not only was revival received in that place.
Todo lo que se dio afuera.
But all of what transpired outside.
Fue orquestado por el mismo Dios.
God himself orchestrated.
Porque Dios quiere que su iglesia.
Because God wants for his church.
Volvamos al primer amor.
To return to that first love.
Volvamos a las escrituras.
Go back and return and that hunger and that thirst for God's word.
Que volvamos a tener intimidad con él.
That we should return into that intimacy with the Lord.
En la oración.
Through prayer.
Yo les hago broma a mis hermanos.
I joke with my brothers, of course.
De la iglesia.
My brothers and sisters of the church.
Cuando veo pocos hermanos que llegaron al servicio.
And when I see just a small number of those who would come to the church service.
Yo les digo, voy a llamar a migración para que me lleve otra vez.
I would say, I'm going to call immigration on myself to take me back to where I was at.
Para que así todos puedan venir al servicio.
So that everyone could come to church service.
Y estén activos en la oración.
And everybody be active in prayer on my behalf again.
Y ellos me dicen, no, pastor,
and
please.
They say, no, pastor, por favor, no.
Ellos saben cuánto les amo.
They know how much I love them.
Llegó el día de la corte.
And so finally the court date arrived.
El apóstol Pablo,
the apostle Paul once more,
en el texto bíblico de Romanos, capítulo 8,
going back to Romans chapter 8, 28 and onwards,
Romanos capítulo 8, dice, ¿quién acusará a los escogidos de Dios? Dios es el que justifica. ¿Quién es el que condenará? Cristo es el que murió, más aún el que ha resucitado, el que además está a la diestra de Dios, el que también intercede por nosotros.
¿Qué versículo, pastor?
Versículo 33-34.
Verses 33 and 34 say, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us.
Llegó el día de la corte.
So
yo
the court
me presento
arrived and I present myself
ante las autoridades.
Before the authorities.
Habían alrededor de 20 personas atrás de mí.
Behind myself during that moment there was about 20 people
es
behind
un cuarto
me.
Pequeño.
It's a very small room.
Todos pueden escuchar lo que el juez va a decir.
Everyone can hear what the judge can say or is
y el juez
about to say. And then,
dijo, señor Daniel,
the judge in addressing me said, Mr. Daniel,
usted está detenido en este lugar.
You're being detained in this place.
Porque usted entró a Estados Unidos.
Because you entered into this country, the United States.
Fue aceptado en Estados Unidos.
You were accepted in the United States.
Con una visa W-2.
With a tourist visa.
La cual se expiró en septiembre del mismo año del 2001.
That expired in the month of September in the year 2001.
Y, pero yo veo en su récord.
But I can see in your record.
Que es usted una persona.
That you're an individual.
Que la gente lo ama.
That is truly beloved.
He estudiado.
I have studied.
Y él me mostró el caso mío.
And he showed my case. He actually physically brought it up and showed
eran
it.
Más de 100 páginas.
There was more than 100 pages.
El abogado hizo un excelente trabajo.
The lawyer did an excellent job.
Hay más de 40 cartas.
There was over 100 letters.
De recomendación.
Of recommendation.
Me he tomado el tiempo.
And this is the judge reiterating.
De leer
said,
cada carta.
I took my personal time in reading each individual letter.
Y esto quiebra el corazón.
And this can even break your heart.
Porque no son cartas comunes.
Because they're not common.
Cada carta tiene una historia.
Each and every one of those letters has a very personal story to it.
De cómo usted ha ayudado a la gente.
Of how you've helped all these people.
De cómo usted ama a la gente.
Of how you've loved people.
Y que usted es un líder espiritual en su comunidad.
You're a spiritual leader within your own community.
Y él dijo,
and he said,
yo no tengo ninguna objeción.
I have no objection
para aprobarle a usted
to approve for you in your case
el bond.
The bond.
Que usted pueda salir bajo fianza,
so that you can be released under bond.
Y que usted pueda arreglar su situación migratoria en esta nación.
In the near future, fix your legal situation.
Usted no es ningún peligro para esta sociedad.
You are no in danger. You are no danger to the community.
Palabras del juez.
The very words of the judge himself.
Gente como usted necesitamos en esta nación.
In this country, we need more people just like you.
Y él le preguntó,
and then he asked.
Él le preguntó al fiscal.
He asked those who were in
the ICE.
ICE.
Le dijo, ¿tiene alguna objeción usted?
Do you all have an objection?
Para negarle el bond al señor Daniel.
To deny Mr. Daniel his bond.
Y el fiscal dijo, no, su señoría.
And they said, no, your honor.
Le preguntaron al abogado, señor abogado, ¿tiene alguna pregunta?
He asked my lawyer, said, Mr. Lawyer, the attorney on his behalf.
Y él dijo, no, su señoría.
Do you have any questions or concerns? No, your honor.
Y luego me preguntó a mí el juez y me dice, señor Daniel.
Judge asked me, said, Mr. Daniel.
¿Usted tiene alguna interrogante acerca de su caso?
Do you have any questions, comments, concerns of your situation?
Y yo le dije, no, su señoría, muchísimas gracias.
I said, no, your honor, thank you very much.
Tuve la intención.
I had the intention.
Pero no se lo dije.
But I didn't say it to him.
De decirle a él,
of saying it to him.
¿Será posible que yo me pueda quedar una semana más en este lugar?
Can I stay for just another week here so I can keep preaching to people? It was a thought. I didn't say it to him, but it was a thought.
Pero me acordé de mi esposa.
But of course, I had to remember about my wife.
Y yo dije, si no me voy, me mata.
My family, if I don't come back home, she's going to kill me when I do get back home.
Porque mi deseo era seguir predicando la palabra en ese lugar.
My desire was still to be in there with them and preach.
Ver lo que Dios estaba haciendo en ese lugar.
To see that work that God was doing.
Las cosas hermosas que Dios estaba haciendo.
Beautiful things that God was doing.
Llegó el día más duro para mí.
And now, personally speaking, the most difficult day arrived.
El día más duro para mí.
The most difficult day.
Fue el día de la despedida.
It was the day that I had to say my farewell to those men in there.
Los securities.
Even the security guards.
Ellos recibieron también el mensaje de salvación.
They also received a handful
ellos
of the,
tienen que tener una postura
the
seria.
Message of the gospel. They had to have a very serious demeanor, a serious posture.
Porque hay mucha gente ahí.
Because there's a lot of people in there.
Y no todos tenemos la misma paciencia.
And not all of us have the same patience.
Y yo siempre les decía cuando los veía.
But when I would come across these security guards, I would say to them,
sonríe, Cristo te ama.
Smile, because Jesus loves you.
Y ellos me decían, thank you, pastor.
And they would say to me, gracias, pastor.
Así que había una reverencia, mis amados hermanos, que nosotros no estamos acostumbrados a eso.
So up to a certain point, there was almost a sense of reverence towards my person that I wasn't quite comfortable with.
No, yo no estoy acostumbrado a esa reverencia.
I'm not used to that type of attention.
Pero cada vez que alguien me encontraba,
but anytime I would have an encounter
en los pasillos,
in the hallways or corridors,
se ponían la mano en el pecho.
They would put their hand on their chest.
Hindúes,
Hindus,
Pakistaníes,
people who were Middle Eastern or Pakistani, Ethiopians,
Hispanos,
Hispanics,
se ponían la mano en el corazón.
They would walk by me and just,
y agachaban su cabeza.
And they would bow their heads.
Y me saludaban y me decía, good morning, pastor.
And they would greet me and say, buenos días, pastor.
Yo no estoy acostumbrado a eso.
I wasn't used to that type of attention.
Y yo salía a la carrera a abrazarlos a ellos.
And I, in return, would just go to them
antes
and embrace
de que se agache,
them.
Lo voy a abrazar, decía
before ella. You bow your head, let me hug you.
Porque me daba pena. Y ellos sentían el amor.
But they would feel, and it was palpable, that love.
Había gente, hermanos,
there were people,
que solo había
sisters,
que tocarle la espalda,
that just touching their back,
y ellos se quebrantaban.
They would just be broken.
No por la mano del hombre.
Not because of any man's hand, per
sino
se,
por la mano de Dios.
But because God
porque Dios trajo bálsamo.
God was returning peace in homes.
En esa gente.
And peace in marriages and peace
llegó
in those
el día de la
lives.
Despedida.
And then finally, yet again, I'll reiterate the farewell.
Y entre lágrimas.
And it was bittersweet because it was very sad.
Y aplausos.
Between tears and applauses.
Ellos me despidieron a mí.
They said their farewell to me.
Y todos decían, thank you, pastor.
And once I was on my way out, they all stood up and
thank
would
you,
say,
pastor.
Thank you, pastor. Gracias, pastor.
Y eso quebró mi corazón.
And that broke my heart.
Y aún sigo llorando por ellos.
And I continue crying because of them.
Porque vi la tristeza en sus corazones.
Because I saw at the same time their happiness, but their sadness.
Dios no creó una tierra para que el hombre la divida.
Dígalo otra vez, perdón.
Dios no creó una tierra para que el hombre la divida.
God did not create an earth for man to divide it.
Dios creó una tierra.
God created an
para
earth
que todos vivamos felices
for
en esta
all of
tierra.
Us to be happy and
porque
receive
Él es el creador de todo.
Because He is the creator of all things.
Pero ese día,
but that day,
Dios obró en el corazón de cada uno de ellos.
God was still working within each and every one
fui
of
fui despedido
hearts.
De ese lugar.
I said my farewell.
Y ellos me dijeron, pastor,
and they said to me, pastor,
gracias por todo el apoyo que nos ha dado.
Thank you for all the support that you've given us.
Usted ya cumplió todo el propósito por el cual Dios lo trajo a este lugar.
You fulfilled the purpose to which God has called you to fulfill in this place.
Y déjeme decirle esto.
And let me say the following.
Yo no sabía.
I didn't know.
Mi hija me lo comenta después.
My daughter later on shared this with
papá,
me.
Papá, hemos abierto una cuenta de GoFundMe.
We opened up GoFundMe. A GoFundMe.
GoFundMe. Y hay una cantidad de dinero que la gente ha donado para tu caso.
And people have donated towards your case.
Y yo vi en cada dólar que ustedes pusieron en esa cuenta.
And I can see every amount that you all gave.
El amor de Cristo en sus corazones.
The love of Christ that you all had in
porque
giving.
No solamente ayudó en mi caso.
Not only has it helped me.
Está ayudando a mucha gente.
But we're still helping others in that place.
Porque el dinero que se ha recaudado,
because the money or the donations rather that has been received,
le hemos ayudado a otras personas a poder pagar el bond.
Helping people in their situation in that place as well.
Todavía,
And still,
estamos poniéndole créditos
we're placing credit
a la gente que está en ese lugar todavía.
For people that are still detained in that place.
Porque hay gente que no tiene familia.
Because there are people that don't have any family here.
O hay gente que tiene familia, pero no quedaron sin un dólar.
There are people that do actually as well have family, but they don't have any funds to help themselves.
Hemos tenido que apoyar también a las familias.
We've also had to support their families.
Mi hija Clarissa se ha encargado de todo eso.
My daughter Clarissa has helped me with all of this.
Y estamos dándole, poniéndole en la comisaría cada uno de ellos.
And in the commissary we provide funds for them.
Todos los días.
Every day.
Todos los días.
Every day.
Yo recibo 10 llamadas aproximadamente.
On the daily I receive about 10 phone calls.
Del centro de retención.
From that same detention center.
Y yo quiero decirle a cada uno de
and
ustedes.
And I would like to say to each and every one of you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Por lo que ustedes han hecho.
And thank you for all that you all have done.
Tengo la lista.
I have a list.
De las personas que estaban conmigo
the people that were there with me,
en el lugar donde yo estaba,
where I was being detained,
revés y derecho,
front and back,
hay muchos que están ahí todavía.
There are many that are still there.
Hay gente que tiene más de un año de estar retenida.
There are people who have been there for over a year,
y que necesitan el apoyo.
And they need support.
Y eso es lo que estamos haciendo.
And that's what I made
yo quiero
my
cerrar
goal
esto.
To do. To help them. I want to conclude
con un testimonio
with a testimony
de tres minutos
of about 3 minutes time.
De uno de los hombres que estuvieron en ese lugar.
Of one of the gentlemen, one of the brothers that was in that place.
No se puede.
No pasó.
Okay, okay. Muy bien. Parece que no se pudo. Okay, after some. Okay.
Después de la canción
vamos so, a compartir un testimonio.
After the song we'll share a brief testimony.
De una de las personas que estuvieron ahí.
Of one of the gentlemen that was
y
there
recibieron
with
el mensaje de la palabra de Dios.
Received the message.
Mis amados hermanos,
my beloved brothers and sisters.
He contado este testimonio.
I've shared this testimony.
Para la gloria de Dios.
Just for the glory of God.
No para la gloria del hombre.
Not for the glory of any man.
Porque nosotros no merecemos ninguna gloria.
Because we're not worthy of any glory.
Es él el que merece toda la gloria.
Him.
Y toda la honra.
That is worthy of all the glory.
Amen.
And all the honor. Amen.
Él se movió con poder.
He moved in that
así
place
que
in a very
sus
powerful
oraciones
manner. So then your prayers
fueron contestadas por el Señor.
Were indeed answered.
Heme aquí.
Here I am.
Y no nos cansamos.
And we don't grow tired
de seguir trabajando en la obra del Señor,
of continually working in
y de seguir ayudando a la gente,
and continue helping others.
Porque ese es el llamado de Dios para
because
nuestra
this is the
vida.
Calling of God that we all actually
muchísimas
have.
Gracias.
Thank you very much to each and every
que
one
Dios
of you.
Le bendiga.
May God bless you all.
Si nos ponemos de pie, los hermanos creo que van a ministrar una canción, sí.
They're going to sing another song, I think, yeah. I see.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, ya viene.
Yo quiero que esta noche nos pongamos de pie.
If you could be so kind and just join me by standing on your feet for a moment.
Y podamos orar al Señor.
And we could just simply pray.
Hay muchas necesidades dentro de la comunidad.
Within the community there are many needs.
Y yo sé que ustedes
and I know that you all
son una comunidad que nos aman a nosotros.
Are a community that loves all or loves everyone.
Nosotros les amamos a ustedes.
And likewise, we love you.
Y les respetamos a ustedes.
And we respect you all.
Y damos gracias a Dios.
And we give thanks unto God.
Por la oportunidad que nos dio de venir a esta nación.
For the opportunity that God has bestowed upon us to come to this country.
Para nosotros.
For us.
Es como el pueblo de Israel.
It's like when the people of Israel.
Que fue llevado a la tierra de Canaán.
That was then taken to the land of Canaan.
Una tierra donde fluye leche y miel.
A land that flows with milk and honey.
Y esta es una nación.
And this is a country.
Donde fluye leche y miel.
Where milk and honey flow.
Porque Dios la ha bendecido.
Because God has blessed it.
Y oramos a Dios.
And we pray unto God.
Para que la bendición de Dios.
So that God's blessings.
Nunca falte en esta nación.
May never lack on this country.
Porque hombres y mujeres con corazones.
Because together men and women with hearts.
Amorosos.
That love.
Piadosos.
Pious.
Todavía están de pie.
Are still standing firm.
Dándole la gloria a Dios.
Giving God all the glory.
Y eso es lo que tenemos que hacer, hermano.
And that's what we must
glorificarlo
do.
A él.
Glorify him.
En todo lo que hagamos.
In everything that we do.
Amen. Oremos. Padre.
And we're going to pray.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Damos gracias por tu amor y tu misericordia.
We give thanks for your love and your mercy.
Damos gracias, Señor, por el plan maravilloso tuyo.
We give you thanks for your marvelous plan.
Esta noche, Señor,
this evening, Lord,
es para que tu nombre sea engrandecido.
Is for your name to be glorified.
Es para que tu nombre, Señor, sea conocido.
It's for your name to be magnified.
Y que tu palabra,
and so that your word,
sea más profunda en nuestro corazón.
Can be even more profound or deep within our own hearts.
Que podamos vivir,
that we can live,
de acuerdo a tus estatutos,
according to your statutes.
Ayúdanos cada día.
Help us every day.
A poder reflejar la luz de tu Hijo Jesucristo.
To shine that light of Christ.
A través de nuestra vida.
Through our own lives.
Que el mundo,
that the world,
pueda conocer que hay un Dios poderoso.
Can come to know and understand that there is an all-powerful God.
Que hay un Dios lleno de misericordia.
There's a God whose mercies are every day new.
Que no importa cuántas veces hemos fallado.
It doesn't matter how many times we may have failed you.
Tú eres un padre amoroso que siempre nos está esperando.
A loving father that is always waiting for us.
Con los brazos abiertos.
With your arms wide open.
Oramos.
And so we pray.
Por aquellas personas que están detenidas.
Those that are still detained.
Dales a ellos la fuerza.
Give them the strength.
La fortaleza.
The encouragement.
Para que ellos puedan salir adelante.
So they can continue pressing on forward.
Oramos, Señor.
And we pray, Lord.
Por esta nación.
For this country.
Oramos por el Congreso.
We pray for Congress.
Oramos por los senadores.
We pray for the senators.
Oramos por el presidente
we
Trump.
We pray for the president.
Señor, trae tu temor al corazón de ellos.
Lord, bring the fear of the Lord within each and every one of those individuals.
Trae sabiduría.
Bring wisdom upon
a sus mentes y a sus corazones.
Their minds and their hearts.
Para que ellos puedan gobernar.
So that they can govern
esta nación.
This country.
Para la gloria tuya.
For the glory of God.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Three brothers in the fire, willing to die for their faith. You were with them in the fire, and they walked out the next day. And Adam met a lion because he chose to pray. But you shut the mouth of that lion, and he walked out the next day. So what's gonna be said to me when it's all said and done? And I stand for my beliefs, so will I turn around and run? But let the whole world hear me say, Jesus Christ, and the truth that changed my life, for the name above all names, I'm unashamed, and I will live my faith out loud, take a stand and stand my ground, for the one who took my shame, I'm unashamed. I don't answer to a crowd, I answer to a king. So the louder they shout, oh, the louder I sing, yeah. What's gonna be said of me when it's all said and done? Will I stand for my beliefs, or will I turn around and run? Well, let the whole world hear me say, I'm unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth that changed my life. Let the name above all names. I'm unashamed. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess. So let it start right now. Before you come back, Lord, before the rocks cry out, I will live my faith out loud. I'll tell the whole world about you. Oh, 'cause I'm unashamed.
A word for us as we go out. Whatever happens, don't ask why. Ask, what do you want me to do with this? And go out there unashamed, and I think we will be amazed at what God does. Pastor Omar, thank you, thank you, thank you. God has used you in some way. Every time I hear the story, I just, man, God is so good. Praise God. Y'all have a great night.